This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later today when he might announce a requirement for federal workers to get a vaccination or get regular tests for the virus. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. Meantime, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announcing Wednesday that all state employees, a workforce totaling tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September 6th. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule for its government workers. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective, meaning the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but lag other developed countries in vaccinations. As always, for more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. And a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government, under former President John Magufuli, had long worried health authorities by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to Deputy Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law arrived at court earlier today, Thursday, after being found guilty of secessionism and terrorism. Tung Ying Kit was charged last Tuesday with inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last year while carrying a flag with the banned protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Tong could face a maximum sentence of life in prison, but his lawyers are expected to argue for a lighter punishment during his hearing. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground there. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan's Reconstruction described the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since President Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has also promised better results as well, saying that Afghan military will be able to regain momentum by focusing its efforts on defending urban areas. As always, for more details, we invite you to join us on our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. Thank you.